Life's getting better. With me, Kate Delaney, and oh, do we have a lot to get to. George Zimmerman, you know that name. He's accused of gunning down Trayvon Martin, the teenager, at the end of February. He's out on bail, $150,000 bail. So where is he? Who knows? The request was to take him out of the state and hide him away, much like Casey Anthony. Remember what happened after her verdict? Some said, hey, justice was served. If they couldn't prove it, they went too high and they tried for too much in her case. Oh, well. But she wasn't safe to hang in the Sunshine State. Zimmerman isn't safe to hang there. While the decision is made as to what happens moving forward with jury selection and all that other stuff, and ultimately if the Stand Your Ground law in Florida protects Zimmerman and does in Trayvon Martin, who isn't alive to speak for himself as he was killed by Zimmerman when he was walking back to his father's place after going to a convenience store. He wasn't armed. We know all the details, so I'll spare you all the details on that one. The big news, I think, though, and we're going to talk about it here during this Hour of America tonight, is the New Deal. You've heard of the phrase the New Deal before in history, but we're not going back into our history books. This is a different kind of deal. This is a deal with Afghanistan where 2014 is still ultimately when all of our troops will be removed, supposedly, from Afghanistan. Only some will hang back. The question is, how many are hanging back as a security blanket for the Afghanistan government? This is after Hamid Karzai pretty much said, get out of my country. And I said, when you have the president of that country, month after month, because of all these different things that have happened, saying, we're ready to take over, let us take over, why do we have to be hit over the head with this? If you don't want our help anymore, adios, muchachos, we're out of here. But that's not the tact that is being taken by the defense folks. Instead, they're saying, if anything, we need to ramp up our help for the people on the ground and continue to do what we're doing. We need to keep the troops there, and we definitely have to hold to the 2014 release and not run away anytime sooner because, hey, look, we're already in the spring of 2012, so you do the math. By the time you bring everybody back from Afghanistan, and even though, yes, it's an operation to pull out all the tanks, to pull out all the stakes, the whole thing, after way more than a decade, still, if we had to scurry from a battle and we had to get away from the Middle East in Afghanistan, even in those hairier regions, trust me, we could do it a lot faster. So I'm not buying that, well, you got to allot for the time that it takes. I'm sure Ryan Crocker, he's the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, is pleased because he wanted more of an investment in Afghanistan to begin with. He felt as though, if anything, we should be doing everything we can and staying as long as necessary to make sure that we have some smooth transitions to democracy. I think if you really truly believe that there's going to be some sort of genuine democracy in Afghanistan, I want you to call this show and I want you to tell me why you truly believe that. Do I think that some of the lives have been improved by some of the things that our soldiers have tried to do? Oh, yeah. But the sad part is, in a very illiterate country, it will roll back to where it was before. So now there's this strategic pact that was reached on Sunday. And it's the exit strategy. It's being called that. Exit strategy in Afghanistan, because then now they've got guidelines and the goal. And here, trust me, this is what the goal is. An enduring partnership with Afghanistan that strengthens Afghan sovereignty. So That's my question. I'm not trying to be cynical. I'm trying to be a realist. Really, do you think that this strategic pact is going to make a difference on the lives of the Afghanistan people? I think we needed an early withdrawal, but instead they're staying with this withdrawal deadline, and the agreement is that there are going to be American forces who remain after the deadline and for more financial help. So we're going to dump more money into Afghanistan and to the country, just basically to the country, and to its security forces. So we're going to pay for the security forces of Afghanistan for the foreseeable future. 10 years plus of war with Taliban, Al-Qaeda, insurgents, whatever. And we're going to continue to invest in Afghanistan, especially financially, but definitely with military trainers, government assistance programs, special forces, all of that. And they're saying large presence. So what does that mean? Large presence. They say this way the two governments can work together and we can come up with an understanding. Well, I want you to understand this, America. We are invested in Afghanistan. We are, for the foreseeable future, paying for whatever happens in Afghanistan. Because nobody's giving us the details on the commitment. But they're saying partnership for 10 years beyond 2014. So do the math, and that means that we're talking about 2024 at least. 2024, we're paying for what's happening there. And with this strained relationship, with all the things that have gone on, the tensions with the Afghan security forces or the insurgents who dressed up like Afghan security and assassinated six of our soldiers. And then, of course, what happened with one of our soldiers, lost his mind, allegedly, went into two villages, killed 17 people. And then the latest thing that was stirred up by the photographs that were printed in the Los Angeles Times. So closed-door talks continued. And, you know, Hamid Karzai said he wanted the agreement to include a dollar figure for funding for the Afghan forces. He wanted a demand. He demanded that he would get that. That he would not sign off anything that didn't have some serious money attached to it. So how does that make you feel about this strategic agreement? And how much money are we talking about? It's a lot of money, let's put it that way, if you're talking about ramping up an entire security force. Now, in Afghanistan, the agreement has to be approved by Parliament. For the United States, that means a review, consulting with Congress, all that sort of stuff, and then the President finally signing off on it. So I wonder if Congress will sign off on this, or there'll be some holdouts. I want to know the dollar amount. 10 years. So we basically are invested in Afghanistan till 2024. 855-266-KATE, 855-5283. Call us throughout the hour. But coming up next, kind of in honor of Earth Day, what's toxic around your house that could ultimately be killing you? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Another Earth Day, and I'm wondering, just kind of an interesting aside as to what's going on with the planet and you when it comes to toxic things in your house, how many of you know how to dispose of toxic things, and how many of you know how to just avoid toxic things altogether and look at the alternatives? I guarantee I could ask all of you to root around underneath your probably bathroom sink and kitchen sink, and you'll come up with something that you could replace that would be so much safer. I was guilty of that, and recently I did a whole revamping and feel a lot more comfortable, especially with dogs and kids coming in and out and all that other stuff. So I don't want anyone to accidentally stumble into anything. And there's still much more, I'm sure, that I could do. So who better to have on the show? We talked to her once before. She was terrific. Dr. Janice Stanger. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm really happy to be back.
So I think that's true. Don't you think that you just don't realize sometimes some of the, even the cleaning things that you have, you don't realize what you have until you really start to dig around and start to read and figure out, oops, maybe there's a better alternative here.
Oh, absolutely. Most of us have personal care products and household products, both that are really full of chemicals that are better off not being in our house or our bodies.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. What do you think? What, so if somebody wants to correct all that and they're just starting, they have no idea, what would you say they should do? I mean, you have a book out about this. You have a book out called The Perfect Formula Diet, even, where you how to protect yourself from environmental dangers. So is there some kind of a list people could go down, or what do you think recommend they should do first?
Well, the first thing I would do is go to the Environmental Working Group site, which is EWG.org. And they have a wonderful database where you can input ingredients, or you can input products, whatever your brand of shampoo you're using, or deodorant or sunscreen, or, you know, whatever. And they will tell you, you know, how many ingredients there are, and they're concerned that they're aware of. Now, of course, they might not catalog every ingredient out there because we're using about 85,000 man-made chemicals now, but it's a great place to start.
And what's it called again, Doc? I want to make sure everyone gets that. What's the site again?
It's the Environmental Working Group, which is a nonprofit. They don't take any money from industry whatsoever.
Okay.
And their website is EWG, for Environmental Working Group, .org.
Got it. We'll check it out.
So that's a wonderful site. You can spend a lot of time kind of just perusing around there, and it's just a very rich site. And, you know, so they tell you a lot about the main pollutants, which are persistent organic pollutants, and also the volatile organic compounds. And that's the bulk of what's in personal care products and household products that are dangerous.
You know, I don't know, you know, I don't know if there's any truth to this or not, but I just wonder out loud, some of the things that we don't realize that are around us and are doing damage to us. I've had other doctors tell me that they believe that's also part of the problem with our food, with all the toxins you mentioned, how many, with all the things that are flying around and not trying to take care of that they think it leads to possibly getting some of these diseases like cancer, for example. Do you believe that?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. It does, because it damages your DNA. And, you know, your DNA is basically, when it becomes mutated, that's when you can get a cancer cell. It also can interfere with the working of your immune system. Mm-hmm. And, of course, your immune system is your first and most important line of defense against cancer. Is your immune system is designed to recognize these cells and to destroy them. And if it's not working properly, it can't do its job and do that, because we all form malignant cells every day. It's just a natural part of living. But if our immune system's in tip-top shape, it's going to kind of cut it off very early. It's going to destroy those cells. So that's what we're very dependent on. And these persistent organic pollutants, which it's called bioaccumulation up the food chain. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that if there's a little bit in the environment and these chemicals dissolve in fat rather than in water, when it gets into an animal, it will accumulate in the animal's fat. And then when people eat the animal, they're getting all the pollutants that were dissolved in the animal's fat. So that's actually the source of 89% to 99% of these persistent organic pollutants in your body is actually these animal foods. The rest comes from the environment, which could include all these personal care products, cleaning products, candles. You know, volatile organic chemicals can come from things like paint, if you painted your house. You know, even the new car smell is basically just these chemicals kind of gassing out of the various materials in the car. So it's really just all around us.
Ooh, so eat candles even? You're saying candles, same thing? You got to avoid candles or certain kinds of candles?
Well, the scented are the worst, because unless something is scented with a pure plant oil, it's basically scented with chemicals. And those chemicals aren't even disclosed on the labels. So that's the thing, is that by law, you don't have to disclose the products of fragrance. You look at something, it just says fragrance, right? Well, you don't know what that fragrance is, because there's something like 300 chemicals that can be used as fragrance. And by law, the manufacturers don't have to disclose it, because it could be a trade secret. And it's all just different kind of chemicals. So, you know, you don't really know what you're breathing. So the scented candles, or anything that's scented, whether it's a personal care, but unless you can tell it's scented with some kind of pure plant oil, and if it is, say, so for example, it might say rose oil, or it might say lavender oil, and that's good, that's fine, because those are just natural plant oils. But if it just says fragrance, then it just means it's one of those chemicals. And actually, the Environmental Working Group, and there's another group called Organic Consumers that have good reports out on these kind of things.
Oof. So, and we're just scratching the surface here. As you said, food. So for the food supply, what do you, I mean, you're a nutrition expert. What do you suggest people do?
Well, to the extent they can afford it, they should eat organic. Now, of course, that can be kind of pricey and it's not always available. But to the extent it's not too pricey for somebody's budget and it's available, organic foods are definitely in the lowest in these kind of pollutants. So, you know, think to yourself, you know, sometimes you just can't afford it and that's the end of it. Other times you're sitting there kind of scratching your head going, do I really want to spend a dollar more for these organic apples, or maybe I can just buy the conventional apple. So you can kind of afford it, but you're trying to be budget conscious and make some good decisions. So if you're in that position, this is a way to think about it. If somebody came up with you with a spoonful of some kind of gloppy goo and there was pesticide mixed in with it, and they said to you, if you lick this spoon, I'll give you a dollar, you're probably not too likely to do it because you know the pesticide's not good for you, right? And it's
right.
Kind of gross. But then you're really kind of in the same situation when you're scratching your head about spending a dollar more for the organic apples, because, in fact, basically if you don't do it, you're just choosing to eat pesticides to save a dollar. So it's kind of, if you see my point, it's kind of the same either way. So to the extent that you see the value in organic food and you can afford them and they're available, then eat that. And barring that, because none of us eats organic 100% of the time, that most certainly includes me, I don't eat organic 100% of the time because a lot of times I'm traveling and it's just not available or it's not in the store or whatever.
Sure.
In that case, you know, just try as much as you can, again, to stick to whole plant foods because those are minimally processed. They don't have the chemicals of processing in it. They don't have the chemicals that have accumulated up the food chain in them. So, you know, just have regular fruits, vegetables, and whatnot. Try to rinse and wash them off really good and just enjoy.
There you go. Some great advice, some good advice from Dr. Stanger. Take her book, get her book, and really take to heart what she's had to say. I think it's terrific information. The Perfect Formula Diet. Doc, thanks, as always, for stopping by here on America Tonight.
Glad to be here.
Thanks.
All right, night.
Good night. You know, she really makes a good point. You should check out that EWG.org, too. But notice, see, this is a smart lady. She knows. She's even telling you she can't eat 100% this way. But it's pretty scary the way she puts it. You know, I'll give you a dollar to eat this crappy stuff on this spoon. Yeah, you're probably not going to go there. And can you imagine 85,000 toxins flying around us? It's kind of scary, I think. All right, coming back on the flip side. Oh, we got a long way to go. We're talking about Afghanistan and that dirty deal.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communication. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Benelli, Jeff Olson, the Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America, what say you? Because there's a deal reached on this strategic pact between the two countries, and basically what it means is that we're invested in that country for at least 2024 with a serious amount of manpower still and money. 2014 was supposed to be it. The exit strategy was get out of Dodge 2014. Now, there is a new deal. The draft has been worked out. It has to be approved by Congress on our end. It has to be approved by the Afghan parliament, but I'm sure they'll approve it because they're going to get money. Why wouldn't they do it? Because Hamid Karzai, the president, demanded to have serious money attached to it to fund his military. So while we have some forces that have already gone out of Afghanistan, the majority of combat troops are really scheduled to be gone by 2014, but now we're still going to have this big presence there for years. Special forces, military trainers, government assistant programs, all that kind of stuff. And if you have that, that means you have to have protection detail too. So really the U.S. ambassador got his way. He has to be excited about the fact that he got more of an investment if it's signed off on, which is believed to be that they will. You know, reaching an agreement, any agreement, they say, because of all the tension, might be seen as a big success, because during a year and a half of negotiations, it looked like this wasn't going to work out. But I don't know that it works out so well for the United States. The White House National Security Council spokesperson, Tommy Vietor, who you see a bunch on morning shows and whatnot, said the president expects to sign the document before a NATO summit in Chicago next month, meeting the deadline that they both set, because there was big worry that they would miss this goal and there would be even more demands on Karzai's side of the table than before. But the demands are keeping the manpower, a lot of the manpower, and all the strategic people, and funding the Afghanistan forces. To me, I don't like this deal at all. Do I think realistically? Sure. Will we still have some people that would be left behind? Of course. But we keep going back to the same thing. What are we getting out of this? What do we get as a country out of what this new deal means? That we are secure in the knowledge that Afghanistan is going to be a free and democratic country. I don't feel secure in thinking that. And I said this before, I'm not trying to be over the top cynical here, just realistic. I think I'm being realistic. Based on what I've heard, and many of you have been in that country, you've seen what's happened, do you really feel as though this will push what has to happen there forward? Will this really lead to some kind of a seriously democratic friend of ours? Will the Afghanistan people consider the United States to be their ally, to be their friend, and forget the Taliban, forget Al-Qaeda, forget any insurgents, toss them out, shoot them, arrest them, and don't let them infiltrate our villages anymore? I don't think so. I don't think so. And there's a whole propaganda war that's going on as well. But regardless, I don't have a vote in this. I have a vocal vote in this, but I don't have a vote in this. So ultimately, what does Congress say? Does this get signed in time? I bet it gets signed in time, and then it's done deal. And then what will happen is, a couple of years down the road, I'll be on the show, or you'll be reading the internet, and you'll see the shocking amount of money that we have dumped into Afghanistan, and you'll see what's really happening in Afghanistan, and just shake your head and say, I can't believe it. Why are we doing this? And you look at our deficit, and you look at how we're drowning here in this country. 2024, we would be tied to that country until 2024. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. A bunch of you have sent me emails on this very thing, and I promise we will check the mailbag in our next segment. Let's give you a little preview. Tank says, no way, no how, we need to get out early. You're absolutely right, Kate. We had a chance to escape and claim victory. We did not do it, and that was when Osama bin Laden was killed. We could have left with our pride intact and more money in our pockets. Well, theoretically, we really wouldn't have had more money in our pockets, but it would have been the way to get out of there and say, it's a win, it's a victory. Now, I guess, it just extends the whole game. It just extends everything by another 10 years, so that's 20 years. That means 20 years of being involved in Afghanistan. You know, other people hear this around the world and they're saying, like in the Sudan, why aren't the Americans coming to help us? Why aren't they here fighting our war? Why aren't they making the Sudan as free as possible and helping us with democracy here with all the humanitarian rights that are being trampled upon? I mean, pick a poisonous place. We've probably got 10 of them that we can shout out. And seriously, that's what happens. Why isn't America helping us. Why Afghanistan? Why? Well, the reason why is because that was the mission. The mission was to get the people who got us, and Afghanistan was part of that. Iraq, then Afghanistan, and really Pakistan should have been ground zero for everything that's happened there, which also means we'll be dealing with Pakistan and that hairy border for the next 10 years, too. We're completely invested in this whole thing, completely invested in it. All right, I got to switch gears here for a quick second. I mentioned a couple of interesting things that are follow-ups to some of the stuff that we've talked about before on America Tonight recently. I feel like I'm just pounding you with negative news, so let's get a little slither of something positive. You know, every once in a while you hear these stories, and some of you probably have people in your family that have been touched by cancer, sadly, or another form, leukemia, or some other disease, and have heard that it's impossible for them to overcome it, or, you know, there's no way that unless they do X, Y, Z, they can ever recover from this. You know, medicine is not an exact science, let's put it that way. So the singer from the Bee Gees, Robin Gibb, has his doctors really confused. He came out of a coma. They thought he might not survive. They were thinking this is it for him. He was in a coma. He's got pneumonia. He's had a whole bunch of health things that have happened with him. He's battling colon and liver cancer, and they say now he's fully conscious. He's lucid. He can speak to everybody. He's breathing on his own with an oxygen mask. He's on intravenous feeding and antibiotics, and he's exhausted and weak and all that other kind of stuff. But they're saying that they don't understand it, that they're talking about moving him out of intensive care, and he's got this incredible iron will and must have a lot of reserves of it. It's the only thing that the doctor can point to, that he was able to do this. I mean, really, they were predicting that he would be dead by the end of the weekend, and he somehow has fought that off. Wow, how about that? So that's the thing. That's the thing that's interesting about science and about medicine. It's that I think there is that whole will thing. Who knows how long he lives after this? But the fact that he defied the odds there, I think, is pretty interesting. All right, another follow-up, and I just read a huge story about this, the Costa Concordia. I had a friend that is going to Italy in September and was supposed to go on that boat because it goes in different a couple of different areas, but in Italy and whatever. And a lot of people get on the boat and stop at a couple of different places. It wasn't uncommon for people to get on and off of the Costa Concordia. We all know what happened when it tipped over, basically. Worse than the Titanic, more people on that ship than the Titanic, and 35 people dead. They hadn't even done their drills as to what to do if something catastrophic should happen on the boat, and people were waiting to get on lifeboats and all that other sort of stuff. And you see the pictures of it on its side, and you can hardly believe it. I mean, and this thing was an unbelievably lavish ship. Unbelievable. So now, what do they do with the ship? They got to tow it. It's a wreck. It's a floating wreck. So they got to tow it into a port. And then when it's towed, they have to decide what they're gonna do. They have to recover what they can, I guess, and tow away the other stuff. But the bodies of all but two of the 33 people presumed dead in that wreck have been recovered. It hit the rocks, turned on its side on January 13th off the Italian island of Giglio, and the rest is history, carrying 3,200 passengers, 1,000 crew members, and still, the captain is under house arrest. They're investigating for possible criminal charges, but they haven't decided yet. And they've got to tow this thing away. Tow it away. I don't know. Somebody said to me, give it to the Somalia pirates. Stay with us. Mail next.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Kate, 855-266-5283. Throw in your 2 cents here in the beginning of the week. On the overnight highway, we're talking about weighing in on Afghanistan, for example. Now we're definitely invested until 2024. Financially, Karzai demanded money to have that as part of the agreement. He gets his money unless somebody shoots it down, but that's not going to happen. So I can't imagine it's not a done deal. Also, more troops behind and certainly military trainers, all that kind of stuff. So there'll be plenty of Americans that'll be in Afghanistan until 2024 at least. Tomas in Michigan, you have the floor. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, I think we should start this off with this song here. I think it's all about his desire to stay alive, that man, huh? That Bee Gees man.
Yeah, how about that? The doctors were practically pronouncing him dead. They had the death certificate there, and he defied their odds.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. You know, we all hope that he comes out there and is singing again.
Yeah.
This thing with Afghanistan, it reminds me of Vietnam. We gave him our word. And we said, yeah, we're going to give you all this money, and we're going to support your military. And then we didn't. All right. Then we cut them off. And after that, no one wanted to be our friend because We were no one. We were someone you could not rely on. We had no credibility, you know. And it took a long while for us to get that credibility back. That's what's going to happen again.
You're right.
We are not going to stay here till 2024. We are going to run out on these guys because, you know, basically they don't want to become part of the modern, you know, society. They want to stay in their 7th century Islamic state, and we don't want to do enough to drive the mullahs out of there. We don't believe in our own righteousness, and we don't believe America is best anymore. At least the ones that are in the White House now don't. So we don't feel like we can tell them, you know what, this whole religion you got is keeping you down, and we're going to clean that up for you so you can be free and decide what you want to do with your own lives, especially your women. You know, you can't treat them like, you know, dogs and horses. But we don't do that. So we have to get out, and we're going to end up lying, and it's going to, you know, be used against us. And that's why you don't hear the Taliban criticizing this, because they know that they're going to be able to use this against states later on. They're going to see, huh?
They're not worried now. They can put it in their back pocket, so to speak, and pull it out. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Tomas. I mean, great example, sadly, of what happened in Vietnam. They're where we go on the credibility scale, even though the United States is always there to help everybody out, to bail everyone out, then we get kicked in the teeth, and this will be a public relations nightmare again. You're right. Absolutely. It'll hurt the credibility.
And I tell you what, this thing with Mitt Romney, you know what Free Republic is? FreeRepublic.com?
Uh-huh.
It's the biggest conservative site, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
And they are not supporting Mitt Romney.
I know.
And that's huge right there. That's the Tea Party right there.
It is you're right. The Tea Party does. They don't want Mitt Romney. You're absolutely right. They're going to have to really. If they're going to change, they're going to have to be dragged into this. Something's going to have to change dramatically. And I'm not sure, Tomas, what that is. Thanks for the call. Hey, let's head to the mailbag on that note.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Little Jim, who says, Zimmerman, where do you think eeny, meeny, miny, moe, Kate? Where could he be hiding, and where will everybody go to look for him? Well, he better hope people aren't going to look for him. Who knows? I mean, really, I would assume a neighboring state, if it's not going to be Florida. It's got to be someplace close to Florida. It's not like he's going to be planted in California and then being brought into the courtroom when they decide they've got a jury and everything else. So, and not with family that's in Florida, unless he has family someplace else. I don't know. They're really keeping a lid on that, of course, and you can imagine that place is crawling with media trying to figure out the ins and outs and the whys and what fors and everything else. But he's done. He's out. $150,000 bail, and this is second degree murder trial that we're talking about here. So the wheels of justice spin slowly or turn slowly, and it's not going to be a quick deal here. That's not going to happen. It's going to take some time by the time they go through all the motions and everything else. Could be an entire year from end to end. Maybe not an entire year, but I'd say pretty close to that. Pretty close to that, somewhere in that neighborhood anyway. All right, let's move to another one. This comes to us from Bill, listening in Vermont. Hello, Kate. You know, we've been here with you in Vermont for a very long time. Just want to say we really love your show. Even if I don't always agree with what you say, I like the way you explain things. Here's my deal. I honestly think Afghanistan is a place we need to put in the rear view mirror. Why are we investing anything more into Afghanistan? The play isn't there anyway anymore. And we've blown enough dough, and we certainly lost enough lives, and there's more tension than you can shake a stick at. I don't see how this new agreement is going to change things. Really, it's just Karzai wanting money for his own ill-begotten gains. Well, if we learned one thing from Iraq, let's hope that they have, when the agreement is, okay, we're going to give you X amount of money, let's hope that they itemize. Okay, we're going to give you this money, but we want to know exactly where it's going. After all, don't we have to do that on our taxes? When we give other people money in other countries, shouldn't we know exactly what they're spending it on? Wasn't that the problem before with Egypt and all the other countries that we still are giving money to? Shouldn't we know exactly where it's going? There's a thought. Tell us what you're using the money for. We want to see. We want to know. I heard he wanted a lot of money, too. I'm sure that number will eventually surface. All right, here's another one having to do with Afghanistan, too. This from The Ghost. I am using my anonymous name, Ms. Delaney, because I don't want anyone to realize who I am. I served several tours of duty proudly. I appreciate your support of the troops. I have to say that in the silence, if you asked anybody who served, they would agree on the Afghanistan issue, especially because of the sacrifice already that's been made and very little backing, to be honest, from our government. When you look at the rules of engagement and whatnot, I have had to suffer through that, as have others in my unit. So the idea that we would spend more time beyond 2014 makes no sense. I understand a small contingency of people. That certainly makes sense. But to reinvest even more into this situation is ridiculous. From the field, The Ghost. All right, From the field, The Ghost, thanks for that. Yeah, we're on this plane on that same page there. I'm sure some people listening say, oh, but you have to do that, and you can't just abandon, you just can't run away. And I think Tomas really did nail it. We saw the Vietnam situation and what happened there and the blowback to us bailing on Vietnam and how that dragged out. And this is, unfortunately, the same scenario. Different than Iraq, even, because Iraq, boom, here's what happened. Here's Nouri al-Maliki, even though I don't think he's the best, but he's the prime minister, whatever. Boom, we move on. We got some investment still. But at least there was... they ratcheted up the withdrawal. Now, in Afghanistan, with so much going on in Pakistan, and who knows, with Iran, you know, Iran says it's building a copy of the drone plane that they got, that they've been holding, basically. And that doesn't make me feel too comfortable, along with what's happening with their nuclear capabilities. So you also have Iran to worry about, but here we've got all this money and all these resources that are going to be invested still in Afghanistan. But this is just a strategic deal. I mean, it has to be signed off on. Congress has to look at it. So, you know, maybe it gets shot down, but I don't hold out a lot of hope for that.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Introduce